For the next few weeks, as happens every year, the readings, say like we've been reading the Gospel of Mark every Sunday, it's interrupted for a while with, say, where the focus becomes more or less the Eucharist and the bread of life, the body of Christ. And that's what's happening with the change that we're experiencing today. It's interesting in John's Gospel. The other Gospels, when they talk about the Last Supper, they talk about when Jesus took the bread and said, "This is my body." He took the cup of wine, said, "This is my blood." Interestingly, in when John relates the story of the Last Supper, he doesn't talk about that consecration. What he talks about is Jesus putting the garment on and washing the feet of his disciples. It's kind of like he takes a different approach. And say, like in the Gospel today, when Jesus is going up the mountainside, he sits down with his disciples. Hopefully they have a little time to pray, but then he looks up and he sees this massive crowd coming. And his concern immediately for them is that they have sufficient to eat. So he tested his disciples. He said, "Where can we get food for them?" And simply taking what was there, a few loaves and a couple of fish, he gave thanks to the Father, blessed them, and distributed them. And there was more than enough. So you kind of wonder, well, what is John trying to do? And I think essentially what he's trying to do is let us know that Christ is present, not only in the consecrated bread, but also in the action of his life. And he says that really what we really need to be doing is imitating the action of his life. Like at the Last Supper, that Jesus was willing to kneel down in front of his disciples and wash their feet. He was willing to serve them as he was willing to serve anybody who was interested. The Gospel today tells us he was concerned about their bodily well-being. He was interested in making sure that they had enough food. He cared about his people. And not only that, it's all about the gift of life, the bread of life. That's what Christ is. And when we do what he asks us to do, we are essentially bringing that bread of life into the lives of those we know, those we meet, those we associate with, whether work, wherever we may be. So it's more than, it's kind of like taking the communion that we receive when we say we bear within ourselves the body of Christ, and we do like Christ does. We take that to other people. We are concerned about them. We need to look out for them, make sure they're cared for, that somebody is there to serve, to help out, do things. You know, I wonder sometimes when we look at the number of Catholics who have withdrawn from the regular practice of our faith, I wonder sometimes if in their analysis, personal analysis, trying to figure out why they could make that choice to leave, you wonder, the question always comes to my mind, why? And I know I've asked some of them, and I'm not sure I got the answer. I think they gave me kind of a superficial answer. It wasn't doing anything for me anymore, you know, something like that. But you wonder sometimes, is it something that they know of the Word of God but don't see in the lives of the rest of us? Is that a possibility that, say, like, you know, we come together and we worship, we praise, and we thank God, we share in the Eucharist, we say that we bear within ourselves the body of Christ, and that we really are the body of Christ because we are the church. If there's something lacking in us that we are not doing what we ought to be doing, or maybe as fully as we ought to be doing it. And so that as a consequence, maybe they felt that they were left out, or that it wasn't that we weren't sincere in our efforts. You hear that every once in a while. I don't go there because they're all hypocrites, you know. We've all heard that one. But anyway, whatever the reason is, there is something. And I think, you know, as we pray for them, because I think it's important, they're still part of this body of Christ. Inactive, maybe, but they're still part of this body of Christ. And we have to be concerned about them. So what do we do? We don't blame them. That's not our job. We don't judge them. That's God's job. Only God knows what goes on inside. Our job is maybe to, as I say, pray for them, but also to look into ourselves. Is there something about me as a Christian that maybe alienates them or turns them off or just turns them away, that they don't see Christ in me? Maybe they don't see the actions of Christ in me. Am I willing to wash feet as John tells us we ought to be doing? Am I willing to say, just be concerned for people because they may be hungry? Or that I'm willing to talk to somebody simply because they look like somebody that needs somebody, and nobody else is talking to them? Or somebody who is very lonely and just needs somebody to sit down and say, God really does care. He sent me. I think it's worthwhile sometimes looking into our own lives. Rather than, you know, it's very easy for us to judge others. And it's very easy for us to categorize others and say, well, it's that group, you know. That's just the way they are. But you know, the thing is that they're part of us. They're part of the body of Christ. And the body of Christ functions really well when we all are in it together and working together. And if we care about the work of Christ in this world, we need to be concerned about this body of Christ being very, very effective, which sometimes we are and sometimes we are not. So it means that we really should be concerned about those who are not actively participating as maybe they once did or ought to. And maybe our concern needs to turn to them. Well, okay, look at me. Don't look at anybody else. Just look at yourself and say, I wonder if this person got turned off by me, that they could walk away from the church. Was I irreverent when I participated in receiving the Eucharist? Did my language betray me, that I forgot that God was in me? Or that I turned my back on somebody who I know was in need, but I didn't want to be bothered? Or somebody who genuinely needed an ear, and I didn't want to give the time, I didn't want to waste my time doing that? So I guess there's all kinds of things we can ask ourselves, not to put ourselves down, because that's not what Christ does, but to lift ourselves up with his grace, so that we can better do what he has asked us to do, to be his witnesses in this world, to bring life, Christ's life, to this world, because that's the life that is supposed to be in me. So, like Jesus, we look at Jesus in the story that John tells at the Last Supper, that what impressed him very much was the fact that Jesus, who is God, was willing to wash our feet. That Jesus, who is God, sits on the mountainside and he sees people coming. He's not preparing a sermon. He's not going to preach to them for 2 hours and say, now, if you believe, then I'll give you something to eat. He doesn't do that. He simply looks at them and says, they're hungry. He feeds them food, bread and fish. But they're also hungry for spiritual food, which only God can really give. But remember, he's chosen us to be his instruments. to be his church, to be his peace to this world. So I need to look at myself and say, how can I better do my job? And maybe in that way I will help enrich the whole body of Christ, and maybe bring back to the body of Christ a lot of those who have become disinterested or inactive. Just a thought for this Sunday to contemplate on.